Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
I'm glad I read this thoroughly before I... Because it says, hey, Rise Guys, please don't say my P1 name or my real name if you read this on the show.
Oh, all right. Boy.
Remember that.
You're
remember,
anonymous.
Remind me of that at the end of the email.
The email's anonymous.
It is lengthy, but it's... some of this I can cut out, but it's very important. I'm reading this email, but I can see where he's coming from. My sex life sucks. I married my wife in 2005. Sex was great when we first got married, 3 or 4 times a week. We were trying for a kid. Now, she already had one daughter when I met her. The sex problem started when she was about 6 months pregnant, which was okay and very understandable. From the time she was 6 months pregnant until about 4 years ago, the frequency went down to once about every 3 weeks. And for the past about 4 years, I would say it's down to every 4 to 5 weeks. We've talked about it a bunch of times. It always ends up with her crying and her saying it's not me. She just doesn't have any desire, etc. She saw her gyno about it, and they found her testosterone levels were basically zero. Prescribed her medication. She took it for about 2 months and then quit it. It didn't seem to make any difference. There has been infidelity involved on her part. When our son was about 1.5 years old, I found out through her emails that she had a whole online romance thing with some guy who supposedly was a doctor in Pennsylvania. She had told him that she didn't love me anymore, hadn't slept with me in months, and that she was going to divorce me and move up there to be with him, etc. When I confronted her about it, she said that she had phone sex with the guy but never met him and was done with him. As far as I know, she hasn't been unfaithful since. I really don't know what to do at this point. When you get pushed away from touching your wife all the time, eventually you're going to give up and quit trying. I don't want to divorce her. Other than the physical relationship, our marriage is great, and she's my best friend. I've gotten to where I'm almost sad when we do have sex because I know it's not going to happen again for another month. Now, I do love certain activities that she doesn't like, if you know what I mean. You know, I don't. I have to beg her to reciprocate. Okay, now.
Oh, okay.
Not only that, but years ago, I actually offered her $100 for said activities. Parentheses, oral.
I'm going to say that was a mistake. I'm going to say that was a big, huge, massive, gargantuan, big damn mistake to do.
There's a comma. But I felt so dirty and depressed that I had to pay my freaking wife for it. So, any advice you guys can give? Thanks. I love the show. I listen at work every day. Anonymous, but you know who I am. Whoa, man.
I didn't say your name. If everybody knows you, it might help.
No, it wouldn't.
Offer another dollar.
There's layers of issues here.
So many. That's why I was like, man, this is going to be – none of this could really be taken out. I skimmed through a little portion, but, you know. So the thing about, you know, the infidelity.
Phone sex.
That's what I was going to get to. Mm-hmm. Like, there was never any
– So she never traveled.
No, or maybe even, obviously, I guess, met the guy, but it was more of like a, you know, the trust bond was gone. He read the emails, what caused him, like, did he just open up her laptop and it was already logged in? So, it's like if you saw your, you know, that bit they do on Joker, so you see your kid's diary laying there, you're going to read it? First off, call him a nerd, because nobody keeps diaries anymore.
Especially not on paper. It'll be online now where hackers can get it
and
exploit you over it.
Yeah, get with tech. Yeah.
Oh, they're going to read it. Because it's only going to be a girl that writes a diary, and of course dad's going to read it if he finds it.
But men would have a journal.
If you open up your girls or your guys, whatever, laptop, and they're logged into their email, are you going to skim it? Are you going to log out?
Depends. I wouldn't open it up.
What kind of sorry?
But if it's like the you know, communal laptop that a couple might have,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they have separates now. I don't know.
That's a tough call. Like, if you were suspicious before, you're definitely going to lurk.
But that does that. See, there's like
makes it worse.
There are these bonds, and the bond is, hey, you don't screw me over, I'm not going to screw you over. Deal done. Death do we part.
Mutual respect.
So you think someone is, so then you go and break the bond to find out.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not there's a reward of, or maybe it's not a reward, but okay, I was right. You know, this is going on. But then if there was nothing to report, you'd be like, okay, well, I feel better about myself. But you don't, because you still thought something was going on.
And I'm not saying this to downgrade the man who sent this email in any way. I don't mean any harm by this. I'm not trying to be rude when I say this, but this man is resentful and angry at this woman, and you can tell by the wording of the email that is there, and that's something to work on. So you both got stuff to work on, definitely.
Well, besides the fact that she's checked out and intimacy is not a part of your life, and you offered her money for sex, which you derailed
her. That's a mistake.
That is the biggest.
But did that's she the take worst it? Part of the whole thing. Yeah, does it say if this happened? Was it just an offer?
I have to beg her to reciprocate not only that, but years ago I actually offered her $100 for sex, said activities. But I felt dirty. He doesn't say if she took it, but apparently not. He offered it.
Damn. I would say as a general rule, if you're a man and you're listening to this, don't treat your wife like a whore.
Uh-uh. I've never heard of that before, how you just wanted it so bad that you'd offer your wife money for it.
You just quit thinking on that one.
Well, there's probably got to be marriages, though, where she's like, if you want something tonight, you better put the trash out.
Well, yeah. I was going to pay you money, conditions. But okay. I'll take the trash out.
I'll keep the $100.
Yeah, but there's wives that also withdraw and don't give them sex as...
Oh, yeah.
Because they're angry about something that you did. If you have arguments, she's like, you're not getting any sex till you fix my car or something. You know?
God. I'd be screwed.
I wish you would have said he gets suspicious. That's what I want to know. He must have been snooping before.
But again, I mean, it could, the happenstance of being logged into the email.
How does the phone sex work? You just call somebody up and say, hey, you want to bang?
Don't act like you have. Maybe you have it.
Maybe not. I mean, Fat Boy's been with his wife since he was young.
You don't talk dirty to anybody.
No, I couldn't get past it. Like, I'd laugh so much.
Dude, it'd be too uncomfortable. I'm right. It would be too uncomfortable for me to yeah. Ain't nobody getting nothing out of this.
Talking about earlier with it being Cyber Monday, you know, talking about cyber sexing back in the day. Like, you know, we did it without AI and all that stuff. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, as fast as nine types, I bet he was just sitting there just pumping out Harlequin romance.
I never got into that stuff. It was always just awkward and uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
I like wrestling, so I like to suspend disbelief and watch things that ain't necessarily real. But when it gets that unreal, I can't. It's just this is stupid. This is dumb. I can't do this.
Now, even in bed, there are certain things I don't feel comfortable saying to anybody.
Go on.
Let me write
an example.
Let me guess.
You know, well, I don't know if you're with a guy and he's like, talk dirty to me, say something, and
what would you say?
Well, exactly. I would say,
yeah, you smell like deviled ham.
That's the thing. You should want the lines.
Yeah,
like,
line.
Jimmy, you know, like, what do you I don't know what to say.
Rage's dirty talk is Paul Rudd in Wanderlust.
Yeah.
You want the ups?
You know what I'm saying? It's just not in my vocabulary, so I'd have to say, well, tell me what you and then it's
but doing a hung voice.
If you get
tell me what you said.
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
If you get too far into it, that could be off-putting too. Like, hang on.
Hang on, girl.
We got to stop this because you're saying stuff that I haven't seen on videos.
You just have to, like, figure out. You don't ask. You just, well, now let me pull back on that. I'm saying there's not a conversation about, hey, do you want to do this or do you like to be manhandled or whatever? Like, I mean, I'm just speaking from the heart here. Like, you may be manhandled her one time, and if she doesn't like it, she'll let you know, and you don't know not to do it again. But a lot of women don't feel comfortable saying, hey, I want you to say, yeah, we're going to do this, yeah, and you grab me and throw me over your shoulder. They don't want to say that, but they're very open to it.
What'd
so you try it
for?
Once, and if they resist, you're like, all right, then.
So huh. She says talk, or you say talk dirty to me, she's like, when are the other seven dudes getting here? You're like, what? Hang on.
Is the other guy under the bed?
You need to paint the house.
That means kill somebody, Paige.
We have a text from a legendary P1 saying the $100 offer was a warning. He's trying to keep the money in the house.
Oh, man.
He's trying to keep the money
before he goes and gets a hooker, basically. I don't know if that's true. I thought it was clever text.
No, it is. I mean, it's. But at the same time, and I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know, but like when a woman gives birth to a child, like think about the PTSD that is literally. I'm not a woman.
Yeah.
And but I've heard many war stories.
And it's very subjective. From one case to the next is not the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And getting over the pain and everything. In the
that
shock.
To go from disaster zone to pleasure zone, like that's tough.
After you know the.
Nobody wants to go to Carowinds when it's raining.
That's true.
Or when the roller coasters are broke apart.
Right.
But she medically has zero sex drive, right? So that could be.
I could see that too with the whole, you know.
Is it that she has no sex drive or that they're just not between them?
Between them, because she's obviously looking for sex somewhere else.
Ah, good point. If she's the other guy.
If she's attracted to somebody else, she's not currently, at least, maybe attracted to the man she's with.
That's a good point because she said at one point, very good observation. She said at one point she has no sex drive, but then he finds out she's having phone sex and.
She's having some kind of sex, I can tell you that. Maybe with herself, but, you know, it's not. People have needs. But not
with
them.
What are yours? What are yours?
What are mine?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love sex.
You like when a guy grabs you by the hair?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
says, do me, Paige.
It depends on the man. You know what? I don't like it when somebody, like if you're, never mind. Oh, that's really gross. If someone pushes your head down and wants one thing, I do not like that.
Well, like in Lords of Salem with the priest?
That's rude.
You know what's crazy? Is that's the second one that popped into my head.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the first for me.
Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know what's odd is when the subject of one of the emails is texting in, but then you're like, oh man, like person is actually listening, and then you want to read some of the texts that are coming in about the said situation. You're like, oh god, man, person's gonna hear these things.
Yes, mm-hmm. Man.
What would you? And it differs for everybody, and I think everyone can agree that the sexual cohesion in a relationship, what percentage does that matter?
Man, it's another one of those questions. I hate to say it, but it's subjective from one to the next.
I know, but everybody's piece of the pie would be different. But like, if you, fat boy, been with the love of his life, his whole life. So, you know, but for those of us that maybe hasn't found that certain someone, you know, it's, I don't know, it's kind of odd. Right?
What part is odd?
I'm pulling a big brown right now. I'm having a hard time explaining myself.
Passion?
Keep your hands to yourself.
When does the passion leave? Is that what you're wondering?
Or if it's age related.
Just, okay, let's say like the relationship, meaning being together, similar likes and dislikes or whatever, but then the sex is just not good. Like it's just...
Oh.
You know, I will not speak from any type of narrative here.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, what if, like, everything else is great, but then that's just, like, you know, kind of like...
You're lacking in chemistry together.
But it's not... It's the whole thing about you look like... Someone who loves to eat a lot of red meat and stuff is going to have a hard time being with a vegetarian. Now, a lot of times that will work. But a lot of times you're going to, you know, butt heads.
Yeah.
Butt head. Okay. In a certain sexual relationship, you could be, I'm just saying, I ain't cookie cutter. Uh-huh. And if you are, and that's just the usual.
Just the usual.
Then that's going to be a detriment. I mean, it's just the truth.
You can make it work somehow. Somebody's way on the other end of being... Supposed to be in a deviant?
No. It's not even a deviancy. It's just like, you know, certain people just have their preferences.
You have fun together. You know, you get along, but the sex isn't really working.
Yeah, if it's just like bland, you're like, where's this?
You gotta stop banging your friends.
Where's this spontaneity that I see outside the bedroom, you know?
But I think if you really love somebody, you have that automatically, no matter what.
Agreed. But it's still whether you... It's like saying, who's your favorite child, you know, if you have more than one. Yeah. Nobody will ever admit it. But the percentage of matter to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfillment.
It seems to me this might be kind of what Paige's getting at, too, that if everything else is great, then y'all work that out, too. Like, everything else is so great, you'll find common ground there.
Yeah, like I think you want to throw some thumb in a drive-thru.
And I don't understand why it's so hard to talk about sex.
Well, it's again, that right there in itself is
Unless it's with
the example
mama.
I gave earlier. If a woman wants you to grab her by the hair of the head. Now, Paige says, don't put your head down.
No.
She said, ask nicely.
But then you don't know until you just do it. Please. No one says over dinner, hey, by the way, later, can I pull your hair and slap your ass real hard? I mean, that's weird. But then if you do it and she grabs a hand, like, stop. Or I'll tell you the one move where she starts putting my hand up on her throat. I'm like, no.
No.
I saw flatliners. Yeah. I won't do it.
Like, they want you to take the initiative, but then again, you can't in this current climate.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's already in a consensual sexual manner, then you... I swear to God, if this is taken out of context. But, you know...
I'm not
talking about anything aggressive or not consensual, but, you know, the dominant, you know, usually in a sexual situation, someone's going to be the dominant, you know, unless you're just going in one position until completion.
Yeah.
That's not graphic, right? Like, I swear I'm not trying to make it sound like a guy's going to go in. When I say manhandle, I mean just, you know,
but how are
slapping
you gonna,
the butt.
How are you going to feel tweaking about a girl the who donkey initiates punch. Everything? And are you going to accept that?
Again,
or you don't care?
If I've used the example, well, I can't say it now, but like, let's just say if you, you know, get naked, if I got naked with somebody and they got like a bunch of like body jewelry or whatever, that's going to be very intimidating to me.
Is it?
Very much so.
Okay.
If it's a lot, you know, like European ladies typically have a lot
of body jewelry.
A lot. I mean, you know, the body jewelry.
Yeah.
Like a Christmas tree. Yeah. That would be intimidating to me because they'd be like, I'm sitting there thinking about, boy, you've done a lot.
You talking about a Douglas fir or a Fraser fir?
Oh, man, whatever one makes it look like Jingle Bells.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
You're thinking.
You got enough meat down there. I mean.
Is it a turnoff if you think someone is promiscuous?
I mean, like.
I think the story ends when they meet you.
Well, yeah. I mean, promiscuity is not a turn on. Because if you like to go, you know, like, you don't have a lot of future with somebody who wants to go have sex with a lot of people. So you can have, like, a high sex drive, and that's cool.
Uh-huh.
But if you're promiscuous, then that's kind of a,
Yeah, like, you don't want to hear the old stories, do you? Hey, do you want to work in a call? I was hoping the other guy, Anonymous, would call. So that's the only reason I answered the phone.
Oh, okay.
But there's a lady that wants to comment on this.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
If you're cool with it.
Yeah.
Good morning, lady.
Anonymous. Good morning. Yeah. I'm remaining anonymous.
Okay.
So sometimes it can be hormonal for a woman.
Yeah.
I've had that issue where, I mean, I absolutely adore my husband, every bit of it, but I just didn't have the drive. I mean, I can't speak on like her sexting or whatever with somebody, but you know, and it might be that maybe he's not pursuing her properly anymore. Maybe he kind of, you know, you can't
taking
just,
it for granted.
Right. You can't just expect it because you're married. You know, it, you have to keep working at it. You got to pretend like you're still dating.
You got to offer.
And you've
got
to pursue her. You've got to make her feel like she is the only woman in the world.
Yeah, she's not your property.
Period.
She's your wife.
But that's
right.
That goes.
I don't like that.
That goes both ways.
It does go both ways.
I was waiting
for a fat
way to make a
bisexual
joke.
What do you think about the money
part? I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, Anonymous.
That's about messed up. That's messed up.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
I caught myself. Sorry, y'all.
Thank you. No, you didn't do it. So don't, please.
But yeah, no, that's horrible. And, I mean, she might still be mad about that.
I mean, at least it was three figures. At least, I mean.
Well.
And not enough figures, obviously.
Maybe it's like,
what if she
game?
Says, wait a minute, we share a bank account? This makes no sense.
We have your joint checking account.
That's the part. That's all that.
It's like when the city gets sued,
paycheck, buddy.
The taxpayers pay for the you know, the
yeah. I already have that, unless you're trying to give me, you know, something you ain't told me about.
Oh, yeah.
He worked her into paying
then
to do that.
Then there's a whole nother.
Oh, yeah, damn it, I gotta spend this whole groceries like, tomorrow.
I mean, but at the end of the day, you have to communicate, and like Paige said, I don't know why having a conversation about sex is so hard for so many people, but, and you know, there is more to intimacy than just the actual acts of sex.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that intimacy, then sex isn't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that. I mean, I think there's a lot, especially for the person that maybe you've been with for a while or whatever. You can't just say, okay, let's crank the engine and race the 500.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do some trials.
And
sometimes you got to check the oil.
Practice
laps.
You
still want to be kissed. You just don't want to just go right
to you
the...
still want, I mean.
We're talking about boob touching and things.
Yeah.
I've been with him my entire adult life.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for a while, I was very scared to tell him what I actually wanted to do.
What was it?
But now he understands.
What was it?
Where, manhandled.
Oh, okay.
See? That's a great, good. I'm glad you called in now. Because you want to say that, but that could be intimidating to him, right?
It can. It can be very intimidating. It's intimidating to us because we don't, like, me personally, I didn't know if he would think less of me because I wanted that.
Right. Yeah. I know exactly where you're coming from.
Was that your guess, Matt?
And, you know,
what?
From his...
No.
Okay.
From his end, he's like, but I don't want to hurt you. And I'm like, but I want you to. Right.
Yeah, I know, but it's
but there's that thin line. There's that thin line.
Yeah.
And especially if you have children and you're tired and he tries to wake you up in the middle of the night. You don't want to have sex after...
Yeah. That was really difficult. Like, our kids are almost all grown now. We've got one left to get through school. Mm. So it does get better, but, you know, now I'm going through that wonderful change that women go through. So my hormones are changing again.
Not puberty, the other one.
Oh, not puberty. Okay, good. All right, Anonymous. Have a great morning.
Thank you for being brave and calling.
Thank you for saying all that.
For real, because, right? I mean, that's a real thing that people...
Valid points.
It's not a way to... I mean, you could be just very frank and say, hey, are you into that? But that's... Unless you already have that kinship, that would be hard to do. But if you already have that kinship, you already know.
Yeah.
Just say you want.
That's why it's called body language.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Supposed to be manhandled.
Manhandled.
Don't you slam the door in her
person
face.
Handled. Can we get with 2023?
Person handled. They/them handled.
It's legitimate, but you don't want to go 0 to 60 being manhandled. You need a little bit of foreplay, I think. Yeah. Most women do.
Yeah, you like to start on about 35.
That's the age range. No. 0 to 60.
It's that zipper merge.
Well, it's just like when you start out in the car. Where do you start out? First gear.
Yes. You don't want to go all the way to fifth.
You don't just put it in fifth and go.
You don't.
I'm automatic, buddy. I left the brakes on.
I got one of them CVTs.
You sparking. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More Rise Guys.
I think you got a rod knocking.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Your mail. I don't know what it is. By the way, y'all are some smart people, smarter than I. This has nothing to do with the punishment announcement. People are thinking that I sent this and that it's going to be part of your punishment.
Well, no. It's not part of Fat Boy's punishment.
No. Okay. No.
It's part of my punishment.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I always think it's fun to open up stuff live on the radio.
Can't believe you have double punnies.
Why? Why?
It's in a bag. So it came in a bag.
Yeah?
Not a box, but one of those, like, mail bags.
Yeah, it's called a poly mailer. They're very cheap.
Oh.
Nice.
You can see what it is?
I can see it from here, yeah.
It's a large one.
There's a note.
I have no idea what that is. Oh, I tell now.
I thought you could use a new noisemaker for Brutally Honest. All the best. P1, a non-moose.
Hey, son, it's not me.
Hashtag cut it out.
We want anonymous.
Oh, hashtag cut it out.
Yep.
Oh, what a great listener.
Jeff from Ringgold.
Where's that?
Georgia.
Oh.
Right outside Chattanooga.
Okay.
Hey, you got to know the market, man.
I was just going to look and see if our beer was there, but we're not in Georgia yet. It's coming soon, though.
Oh, yeah.
Soon.
As soon as we can get it to you.
Soon, you know, like Jesus.
We're going to have to bootleg it to get it there. That's what I
was gonna say. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon.
I got to open it, man.
Well, that was boring.
It's a big whoopee.
It's cool, though.
That thing is folded four ways, so that is maybe the world's biggest whoopee cushion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of whoopee for you.
What is always with the residue on a whoopee cushion? Like the chalky. Yeah. What is that?
It's like rosin.
I don't know. Where's I don't know scroll? What that. There's always got some kind of powder residue stuff on it. Like,
oh, my.
Somebody will be able to tell us. Somebody will probably text in. TLCMotors.com text line 72341, standard mission data rate supply, and have the answer to that.
It's oxidized rat poop, guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're not supposed to blow in it?
Are you having trouble with it?
Well, yeah. You don't blow it up with a bicycle pump.
It's got chalk in my mouth. It's supposed to come with a straw. And you blow it up with that?
I've never had a whoopee cushion that had a straw with it. God bless, dude. That thing is huge.
16 inches.
It's massive, yeah.
God.
It is the size of a large pizza, ain't it?
I can't wait to hear it, honestly.
You want to sit on it first?
No, but remember, though, when you sat on it, don't bust it. Don't be a young MC.
Well, we can't really control that.
Well, you said you don't plop on it. You sit on it with like the point of your butt and then ease into it.
All right.
You don't want to sit over the hole.
I think I blew it up all the
way. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Look.
Yes.
Dude. Blue chalk everywhere.
Oh, my that's my right. Shoes different color now.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. That's how
do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
That's how they get
that thing's that's awesome.
That is fun.
Anonymous.
All right. That was part of your punishment. That's cocaine all over it. And your lips are going to be numb for the rest of the show. Yeah.
Hey, so want me aiming at his face next time?
No, I had nothing to do with that.
That is fun.
That is from a legitimate listener.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody will send me a trombone. Since my slide whistle's good now, though.
It is. It sounds great. One.
Yeah.
It's got to be an easier way to blow it up, man, for the bit. All right, I'll do it once, and then I got to blow it up again to save it for the – if I need it.
You can't – well, you'll be mean if I say that.
What?
Like, you can't take, like, a deep breath and just exhale it into it? Because I feel like two good deep breaths would blow it up.
But it's like it's not going in for so – like, I got to
– my tire's low in the outside. Will you check that out, too?
I got a compressor.
Well, use it on your legs.
See, like, the hole doesn't open. You got to open.
You
got to
put
flaps,
your tongue into the hole.
I don't know if that'll work.
Put the romantic.
Well, they should have made
on.
It a circle. They should made it like a balloon. If they
I'll
want
tell
that.
You how to blow up a whoopee cushion.
Oh boy!
Give me a good one, man. Come on now.
Put your tongue right there in there and just
there you go. Trick.
Lube it up a little bit. Let it open.
Yeah, it does help to stick your tongue in the hole.
It does
when you blow those.
Oh, look at it.
Yeah.
That is bigger than last
year. Oh, man, this is going to be loud.
You have to perform fellatio.
Wait a second. I want video you on this.
Yeah, video.
Video you on this.
All right. Mark Hendricks, this is not a sound effect. This is real. Real effects.
All right, I'm Fat Boy, and this is the whoopee cushion.
Giant whoopee cushion.
You ready?
Yeah.
God,
I felt it, man.
Oh, my God.
I felt the wind.
I'm Fat Boy, and this is the whoopee cushion.
Yeah, that's great. Look at it. Your sucker's huge.
It is. I mean, it's, what'd you say, 16 inches?
Yeah.
God, that would cost like $50 at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, it would.
Thanks, Anonymous.
That's great.
That is fun.
And we'll be able to use that later on today.
Yeah, the whoopee cushion?
Yeah.
No, I want to go to Chattanooga. I'm going to get a bunch of them. I guess that's where they are.
Dude, that's where the bell
they got a surplus
came from.
There.
Didn't the guy send you the bell? He was in Chattanooga.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chattanooga, y'all give the greatest gifts.
They
Paige
do.
And I haven't received ours yet.
No,
though.
I can only imagine.
I'm sure they're on the way. Let's see. Who was the bell was from this guy?
You don't throw anything away.
Little pack rat.
I can't open the paper now.
Pack
man.
Field rat.
Uh-oh.
It's like a bag for produce. It's from P1 Anonymous. It's the same guy.
Oh.
Good Lord.
Look, Jeff.
Man.
So it's one guy gives us good gifts. Nobody
he's
else.
Kind of essentially the assistant producer of the show
he
by
is.
Proxy.
He is. He's the new assistant producer.
But yet never called the show that we know of. Well, my gosh.
Man, send a box of money if you want. That'd be cool.
It's kind of, it's kind of weird though now. I mean, it's like somebody just you never talked to before starts sending you gifts in the mail. That's kind of weird. I need to meet him.
Might be a stalker, Fat Boy.
Hey.
Set it to nine. For nine didn't he found out nine was in a relationship, so then he's over on Fat Boy now.
Mm-hmm.
But look at these quality gifts.
Fat Boy's married a long time.
Yeah.
I've only been married what 8 months. 9 months.
I know. I mean it means you're closer.
8 months.
Look at nine's bill. Look how nice it is.
It's opulent.
Needs some new headphones.
I had to buy some a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Every time we mention that, that's where people are appalled. The radio station doesn't supply us with headphones. They're like, Tom Brady didn't have to buy his own helmet. I'm like, I know. Thanks for the nice reference there. I appreciate that. You could have went with, like, Kerry Collins or somebody.
Yeah.
That's cool. Thank you.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.